Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Crossroads Generation, a new entertaining and educational radio novella brought to you by DW's Learning by Ear.
We're standing at the crossroads, we're looking for our way. Crossroads Generation, our future starts today.
In the last episode, we met our three young heroes for the first time. Let's catch up. 16-year-old Nikki Jumbe went shopping with his mom to buy all the school supplies he needs for his first year at Bongo Academy High School. An exciting day, especially for his mother.
My son at Bongo Academy. I can't wait to see my friends and brag about you.
Mom.
Meanwhile, Dan Kanyama had his first meeting with the school's principal, Juliet. It was a rather cold welcome to his new home country.
And you're not a resident of this country, am I right?
Correct. I am from Laboria.
Good. And do you have a school tuition fees?
For Mercy Msoto, it started off as the best day of her life when she found out she'd been awarded a scholarship to Bongo Academy, the most prestigious school in the country. But her parents didn't share her happiness. Later that evening, she overheard a conversation between them.
Mercy is now 15 years old. She's ripe and ready to become someone's wife. Besides, think about the dowry we'll get.
No, Msoto, no. We can't do that to Mercy.
Lulu, I have decided, and that's final.
Make yourself comfortable now as we listen to the second episode, entitled Clash of Two Classes. After listening silently to the conversation between her parents last night, Mercy knew there was only one thing to do. Very early in the morning, she crept out of the house and made her way straight to Bongo Academy.
Please, you have to let me in. Look, I've told you the truth. I've been admitted to Bongo Academy. Here's the letter. You can read it yourself.
Young girl, are you trying to make a fool out of me?
I beg your pardon?
Who says I can't lead? I've told you 100 times. I will not let you in until you come with your parents.
Please, I just want to see the principal. That's all I'm asking.
And step aside. You interrupt my duties.
Hey, guard. What's wrong with you? Hurry up and open this gate. Nikki, my son, look at this watchman. He's worse than that drunken guard of ours, Msoto. I mean, just look at this. He's brought his daughter to work with him, and now they're having a nice little chat about goodness knows what.
Excuse me, mister, can I help you?
We are here to see the principal.
Can see you an admission letter, mister.
Of course we have an admission letter. Do you think we would come without an admission letter? Just open the gate, man.
What did these rich people do to deserve such an easy life? Oh, this is my last chance. I'll wait for the guard to open the gate and then rush in. If I don't, he'll never allow me to enter.
Okay, please pass. Mister, I'll open the gate for you. Hey, pop, where? Hey, young girl, stop. Where am I going? Stop, young girl. Oh, damn. Sit. I can't leave the gate open. Hey, what?
Hello?
Hello? Msoto, my brother, can you talk? Or what am I saying? Of course you can talk. You can always talk.
Lena, you should have more respect for my job. I am a watchman.
Exactly. You sit there for hours and hours watching men go about their business. So, is your boss around?
No, he's taking his son to his new school. He has a boy about the same age as my daughter, Mercy. Lena, what's going on? I haven't heard from you since you took Kadu and Banda with you.
Oh, relax, brother. All is well. Your two handsome boys are in good hands. Listen, I've sent you some money. If you go to the post office with your ID as usual, you should be able to pick it up.
Oh, Lena, thank you very much. I really appreciate your help, sister.
Oh, come on, my brother.
Lena, is it possible to talk to my boys?
Msoto, we've talked about this before, didn't we? Kadu and Banda need time to adjust. You know, new country, new school, new language and everything. It's better if you don't talk to them for a while. It'll only make them homesick.
Yes, okay. I understand, Lena, but... Hello? Hello, Lena? Hello?
Lucy, this is terrible. Are you absolutely sure that what you've just told me about your father's plan is really true?
Yes.
Because you realize, of course, that I'll have to talk to him about it.
It's the whole truth, Madam Principal. My father would rather marry me off than see me come to Bongo Academy. I had him last night. He was making this very clear to my mom. They thought I was asleep, but I wasn't. It was supposed to be the best day of my life, but my father turned it into the worst. I was crying all night. I didn't know what to do.
All right, Mercy, listen. I'm going to make an exception for you. You seem very eager to get an education, and who am I to stand in your way? I'm not going to deny you that opportunity.
Thank you.
You can start school without a school uniform. Come in your home clothes until your parents can afford to buy you one.
Madam Juliet, I thank you so much. Oh my God, what can I say? I promise I'll do my very best. You won't regret this.
I hope not, Mercy. I'll take you at your word. As I said, this is very much an exception, and I'm sure it will be raised at the meeting of the school board. But I'm ready to defend my decision.
Thank you.
I still need to see and talk to your father, though. Tell him to come and see me tomorrow.
Okay, I will. Thanks again. But, Madam Principal,
yes.
How do I even begin to tell him? He'll skin me alive if he finds out that I came to talk to you.
Don't worry. I'll write this down for you. Just give your father this note. That should be enough.
Thank you again, madam. So that means I can start school already?
Yes, Mercy.
Thank you.
Welcome to Bongo Academy. But I'm afraid I have to ask you to leave now. I'm expecting some other guests.
Okay, bye.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, watch where you're going, young girl.
I'm so sorry. I didn't see you.
Dad, it was my fault. I should have been watching where I was going.
Don't apologize, Nikki. Hey, you. Aren't you the girl we saw at the gate? Why were you running after my car?
I'm sorry.
And what are you doing here? Should you even be here?
Dad, stop it, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, are you going to tell me where you got the money for all this? You come home with so much alcohol and in the middle of the month. Help me out here, Msoto, because it makes no sense. Did you rob a bank?
Is that what you think of me, Lulu?
Huh? I'm surprised the police haven't come knocking on our door yet. Where did you get the money, Msoto?
Have you finished complaining, huh? Because that's certainly what you do best. And by the way, where is Mercy? Shouldn't she be home by now?
Mercy was already here. She's gone to buy water for cooking and bathing. She left this note for you, said you should read it.
Another letter? What's with all these letters and notes? I'm too tired. I'll read it later.
Mercy, there you are.
Water prices have gone up.
Water prices up, food prices up, rent going up, everything up, up, up. Only my salary stays the same.
Dad, there's something else I need to tell you.
And that brings us to the end of the second episode of our story, Crossroads Generation. A new Learning by Ear radio drama brought to you by DW. Is Msoto going to read the note from Mercy's teacher? And what awaits Nikki, Dan and Mercy on their first day at Bongo Academy? Catch the next episode right here to find out. And if you don't want to wait till then for more, you can visit our webpage dw.de/LBE or like us on Facebook. There you will find more audios, videos and lots of free downloads. Until next time, take care.